AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, 520-1KFI in L.A. County. Summertime is the time to get in shape, or if you're not, if you're already in shape, to keep in shape. And there's a lot of exercising that people can do. Jeff Dowder is along with us here at our first hour to talk about that. By the way, the guest that we had scheduled for last night, Mr. Austin Webb, I don't know why all of a sudden I let out with a laugh, but he is a man actually suffered a similar accident to that 8-year-old boy. He had a limb severed, lost an arm at his workplace. We did have him scheduled for last night. He'll be back with us tonight. I want to get Dr. Dowder on the line with us here to talk about the summer fun and exercise and everything else, because this is the time of year, I guess, when people are outside and they are, if they're not in shape, as I said, Jeff, they're trying to get into shape, and if they already are, they're staying in shape. And I suppose you work out year-round, right?
Absolutely, Phil. Basically, what my favorite form of workout is cycling. I'm very, very big on cycling. I have a Landshark 20 speed, which I use on most of the cycle paths around Southern California, because I just find it's a good total body workout as opposed to some of the other workouts.
All right. Are you on most of the bike paths, like the San Gabriel River path, Venice Beach?
Out Venice Beach, Redondo, the path that runs all the way up the coast there on the South Bay. I find cycling is an outstanding form of staying in shape. And I'm basically on your program tonight, Phil, to let everybody know that this is the time of year to get serious about it. And this is the time of year also to, stay informed, I guess, is the word that I'm looking for, as to what's safe, what's not safe in working out in the summertime.
Now, we're not talking about lifting weights here or anything, right?
No, we're not talking really about lifting weights. We're not talking about treadmill workout or anything like that. We're talking basically about the outside, out-of-doors workout, which is so very, very essential in the conduciveness of getting yourself into shape.
Do you do free weight training?
I'm very much into the cardiovascular development, but yeah, I do some free weights in the what I call the off season, which is the indoor season, winter season, that kind of thing. I think it's very important for people to realize that there's a right way and there's a wrong way to train. And I do a infomercial, actually, Phil. It's going to be coming out for my workout video, which is called Extreme, and it's about getting into shape the right way. And on it, I talk to groups of high school students, young adults, also talk to middle-aged adults. And
you're doing an infomercial on TV.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be on a couple of San Diego stations that picked it up. And it's going to be on, I think, some local Los Angeles station. I think the Orange County station is going to carry it this weekend.
And it's called Extreme?
Yeah, that's the name of the tape, and that's really, really the name of my workout.
So do you do this infomercial, because I've seen so many of the workout gurus and the exercise gurus?
Well, I don't want you to start lumping me in with, a lot of these, way out people, the Susan Powder or whatever.
No, but do you talk in front of a group of people? What do? Do you bring the people in?
Yeah, the producers bring in a group of people, mostly middle-aged folks who want to get into shape, who want to tone, and then I'll get up on stage. Generally, there's a master of ceremonies or a host, ask me questions, and then I jump into my pitch, and I'll tell you what I tell them.
Well, can you give me an example of how you talk to them?
Well, basically, Phil, that's what I want to do, is I want to just give the people on the radio tonight the benefit of what I do when I'm speaking to small groups or large groups of people who are looking to get into shape. You can do it. All right, I'm talking to everybody who's listening to the program tonight. A lot of people are overweight. A lot of people who just can't put down the snacks, can't put down the cigarettes or whatever. And I'm talking to you, Mr. and Mrs. L.A. You can do it. The Jeff Dowder Extreme Way, and that is a total body pump, a total nutritional carbohydrate balance, looking for a good vitamin intake as well as some very good muscular working out. The total body pump is what we call it. Takes about an hour, maybe 2 hours a week. But when you do the total body pump, I can guarantee you some results within 30 days. And
we're not going to sell a video here tonight, though, right?
No, I'm going to give it to you straight, and if people want to talk about the video later on, we can talk about that.
Okay, let's discuss this summer. You are a cyclist, so one of the reasons why I thought it would be interesting to have you on is because I did some bicycle training myself years ago. I don't do it anymore, and I biked through China at one point, so I've done some long distance.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Phil. I think that is outstanding, and I think it's something I'd like to try someday, maybe cycling through some of the foreign countries. I have cycled on the San Francisco to L.A. run. I did the AIDS run. I did the L.A. to Ensenada cycle run. I have done the RAM.
You did the RAM?
Yeah, I did. I did the RAM in 1992.
Now, just to enlighten people, the RAM is called the Race Across America, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And that is a race that is only maybe a handful of cyclists going from Santa Monica to where is it?
We go from Santa Monica to New Jersey, and it's the first person there. And I'll tell you, it's a test in sleep deprivation. It's a test in keeping the body, keeping the body, you know, loaded with good fuel.
Just to give people an idea of this, I know a little bit about the RAM because I talked to, you know, Michael Shermer?
I've heard the name.
Mike Shermer, who is a doctor in Glendale, he did the RAM, and it's literally you're sleeping 20 minutes a night, right?
Well, basically, the RAM is an endurance test as well as a total body pump. And yeah, it is it's a heavy, heavy, heavyweight trip. You're sleeping maybe 10, 20 minutes a day. You're bagging sleep here. You're getting a cat nap there. A lot of sleep deprivation. But I feel really, I'm not here to talk about that, and I don't expect nobody to go out and do the RAM or anything.
No, but it was interesting to hear you talk about that because I had spoken to a couple of guys that had done that.
Yeah, it's very extreme. But I'm here to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Los Angeles about how they can do the total body pump, be nutritionally balanced, and have what they need to get the most fun out of life this coming summer. And what I believe in more than anything else is the total cycle body pump. My bike's a Landshark 20-speed. I do probably anywhere from 40 to 50 miles a day. I do a lot of intense cycle training. I do some exercycle work. And what I'm telling people is that they should get themselves on the cycle to exercise at least 20 minutes a day. It works the calves, works the back of the legs, works that posterior that we're talking about, gets the muscles going, gets the arms going. You do 20 minutes a day, I guarantee you results, Mr. and Mrs. America. Because I know a lot of you sitting out there right now, you're saying, I don't know whether I can do it or not. I eat a lot of foods, and I like a lot of the cream-rich foods, and I like a lot of the cream-rich desserts and whatever. I'll tell you something right now, man, you can have whatever you wish to have. And if you do the Total Body Pump, Jeff Dotter Extreme Training, you can have all of the cream-rich foods, the leans, the lean hams, all of the good foods, and still look awesome. And I mean, you could look awesome this coming summertime month. I don't restrict my diet too much, Phil. I eat what I need. I do the foods that I feel good to eat. And man, I'm off. I'm doing fine.
Okay, people, not everybody cycles. Are you nervous, by the way?
I'm a little bit nervous, yeah. It's funny, I do a million of these a year, and I'm feeling just kind of stoked, kind of pumped a little bit.
Let me say, you have an infomercial out. It's called Jeff Dotter's Total Body Pump.
That's right.
And it's going to be on the local Orange County station?
Yeah, it's going to be probably on this coming weekend. Check your local listings. We've done a few of them, and I'm very excited about the response I've gotten to the Dotter Total Body Pump.
All right, not everybody cycles. When you're talking about a total body workout...
Well, really, I am talking primarily about cycling because, for me, that's the total body workout.
Well, what about people who, for instance, want a rollerblade?
I do not recommend rollerblading for a number of reasons. Number one, I think it's highly dangerous in terms of broken bones. The spill factor is very high.
Really?
Yeah, I do not recommend rollerblading. That is a major, major no on the Dotter total body pump regimen. I do not recommend swimming because there is a very severe chance, and I don't know whether you know this or not, Phil, but in Los Angeles and in Southern California, hundreds of people drown every year. And I do not recommend swimming because you can drown, and if you drown, you're dead, man. That is the bottom line on swimming. I do not recommend hiking because many of our nature trails have the poison oak and poison ivies. Bee stings and poison ivy combined can become a very lethal thing. I don't know if you've ever known anybody would have had poison ivy.
Yes, I have. My wife is allergic to bee stings.
Yeah, the potentiality for wasp and for hornet stings, the potentiality for the poison oak infections that can spread. I've got a very good friend of mine that I work out with, a guy named Mike Schaefer, got a poison oak spreadage that just whipped around his face and the lower side of his body, and it can mutilate portions of your body. So I don't recommend that. And
well, the bee sting thing can be lethal too, can it?
Bee stings can be lethal if you're allergic to them. I do not recommend that.
What about power walking?
Power walking, the same thing. You're not getting a total workout with power walking. You may be getting a little bit of the arms. That's it. So forget that. It's not good on the shins. It's not good on the lower part of the legs. I do not recommend the power walk, and I do not recommend the jog for the same thing. There is an awful lot of evidence available now that jogging in men over the age of 45 can cause some impotence as well as sterility, because you're banging some things around down there when you're running and when you're doing the full total jog. So there is a lot that you've got to think about. The other thing I want to mention about hiking, Phil, is in Southern California, we've got a danger of rattlesnakes. And when you're hiking in some of the remote areas, whether it's a very extreme remote park like Northridge Park, whether you're doing something extreme like Arcadia Park, or just doing something simple like Griffith Park, there are rattlesnakes, there are water moccasins, there's a variety of lethal reptiles, there are poisonous amphibian creatures as well, some poisonous toads and this sort of thing. So when you're out hiking and you get nailed by a rattlesnake, you'll die on the trail before anybody finds your carcass. And who needs that on a nice, beautiful summer afternoon in the Southern California portion of the America? So what we're talking about here is a good training exercise of the full body pump, cycling, and that's what I highly recommend.
What's the talking about swimming? I always understood that swimming was the total body workout. Now you're telling me it's not.
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Well, for the reasons that I told you. First of all, the only part of the body that gets worked out when you swim is the neck and the upper arms. You see swimmers, big shoulders, they've got no legs, they've got no butt to speak of. It's all shoulder, all neck, all up in the head area. That's all that gets worked out on a swimmer. And the other thing now that I need to stress this to everybody listening, when you swim, you could drown. Now, drowning, that's the end of the show, man. That's the end of the trail. There's no more after that. So that's death. And with the number of people that drown, swimming is a bummer. I can tell you death, Phil, and I say this on my video, death is a major freaking bummer. And nobody wants to go down that road. People want to have fun. People want to pump. People want the Jeff Dowder total body pump this coming summertime. That's what we're talking about.
What about rowing? I've heard about rowing. As a matter of fact, I purchased a kayak a week ago.
Once again, you're only talking about upper body pump. The upper body is getting worked. You're talking about anywhere from the middle of the chest up to the neck. That's all that's getting worked out. You want a total workout. Cycling's where it's at. Cycling, bicycling. Some people prefer, for fun, they'll use the unicycle. That's great. I like this. I like a total 12-speed or 20-speed because I got a full-body tilt. I'm using the back of my back. I'm using the back of my shoulders. I'm using my arms. I'm using my neck, my legs, my thighs, everything. It is absolutely the best way to go.
Jeff Dowder is with us, and we're talking about the best way to train this summer. He has a video coming out called The Total Body Pump by Jeff Dowder. And he has an infomercial that is seen locally here. 1-800-521-KVOT. What kind of bike do you recommend?
You get yourself a nice bike, maybe a Schwinn. I've got a Land Shark, which I'm very proud of. There's a bike called a Univega, which is an excellent extreme bike. Anything like that.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County.
Also, Phil, sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
The Diamondback's also an outstanding cycle.
Okay, let's go to Lancaster on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Here's my point. It's very simple. There's many forms of exercising. Can they say that swimming's dangerous? And
Are you a trainer?
I am not a trainer. You don't have to be a trainer to have common sense. There's many forms of exercises.
Do you train?
What are you going to do? Yes, I work out.
Okay, I'm just asking you what your background is.
I absolutely work out.
What kind of working out do you do?
I use a Bowflex, and I use a...
You do a lot of bench work? You do a lot of gym work?
No, I do a lot of cardio and everything else.
Okay.
But my point being is there's many
good forms of exercise. What I'm trying to get at is what kind of cardio? Are you into biking? Are you into... What do you do?
I have a LifeMaster, a treadmill.
A treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about getting outside.
Well, yeah, but
okay, I'm talking,
if you get outside with you, you're either going to drown or you're going to get bit by a snake. Hell, don't you think anybody ever got run over by a car on a bike?
I'm talking about cycling, which I think is a total body workout. Treadmills, anybody can tell you, you're running a risk on a treadmill. It's bad for your shins, bad for your feet. Treadmills are dangerous.
Only in L.A.
Well, maybe you ought to go back to wherever it is you're from, man.
Yeah.
Treadmills are dangerous.
Well, you know what they say.
Where are you from?
Where, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from Lancaster, north of L.A.
Oh, okay.
My point being is there's many things that you can do, and to say that swimmers are all legs,
swimmers are all chest, upper body, arms. I'm talking about all the upper body. If you take a look at the body on a swimmer, he's got no lower body at all. Swimmers have got all upper body, okay? And the reason why so many swimmers are drowning out there every year is there's no lower body strength to support the body, and they drown. So, you know, you can belittle it all you want. What I'm trying to make this point, Phil, I'm making this point to all you parents out there and all you little kids out there, too. When you go out to swim this summer, you could drown. And the best training, if you want to have some, you know, I'd say you could go out and splash around or whatever, but if you're into total body pump, total body workout, cycling's where it's at. Rollerblading is for Barneys. Power walking is for Trogs. You know, all of that stuff. All of that stuff. I'm talking cycling. And
the rest of it you're saying is dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely dangerous.
All right, Dr. Jeff Dowder on the line with us here on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. He's talking about his new video, which is out, called The Extreme Body Pump with Jeff Dowder. And we're talking about the best ways to work out this summer. 1-800-521-KFI, 521-KFI, Phil Henry Show on KFI AM, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Jeff Dowder is with us. We're talking about working out this summer and about his new video, The Extreme Body Pump. And you are you're a cycle man, huh? Oh, let's get him on the line here. Are you there, Jeff?
I'm right here, Phil, and I am a cycle man. I believe 100% in it. One of the things that we are contending with right now, those of us who are, who do believe in the extreme cycle body pump experience, is the bike path at Venice has been taken over by a lot of these Barneys on blades, a lot of these Barneys that is power walking. We've got a serious situation on the Venice bike path. I have called the Parks Commission.
But this is away from what we're talking about.
It is away from what we're talking about, but it is something that needs to be addressed, I think, because I do some very serious training out there, and there's a lot of Barneys that are trying to mess my trip up and a lot of the trips of one of the other bikers, what is there.
Okay, let's go to Anaheim Hills on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Not to insult this. Jeff, is that his name?
My name's Jeff Dowder.
Jeff.
How are you? What's your name?
Great. Julia, thanks.
Julia, how are you doing? How are you feeling? What kind of training are you doing these days?
That's not my point. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You say that, cycling is this total workout, and you put down that swimming, you know, develops no lower body strength, but...
That's been my experience. I know that you're going to get an argument from a lot of... You know, there's two schools of thought from physiologists. But the most extreme thing that I can say about swimming, Julia, is that you can drown, and then it's over, you know.
Well,
okay. And I know you're laughing about that. Let me ask you, are you a mother? Do you have kids?
I do. I do, and I'm very concerned about pool safety.
Yeah. But I'm also talking to you specifically, Julia, because I know after the childbearing experience, you want to get your body back into shape. You want to have that kind of muscle tone, you know, that you know, your husband or maybe some guys, I don't know what's going on in your personal life, you know, say, hey, you know, check her out. She's nice. Whatever, you know. And I'm saying the best route to go is to get yourself a Landshark 20 speed, hit the bike path, do some body pump.
Okay, well, I'm curious how you can say that bicycling is a whole body workout, because how does it work out your upper body?
That's a good question, and I'll tell you, Phil.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, too.
I'll tell you why, because you're doing an awful lot of upper body support. If you're working 40, 50 miles on the trail, you're doing a lot of upper body support, and believe me, that really pushes the chest, that really pushes the arms, does a lot to the forceps. The biceps. the forearms.
You're still on that chopper thing there.
The triceps. you're pushing, you're steering, you're doing an awful lot with your upper body. And what I'm saying for a woman like you, Julia, how old are you?
Old enough.
Okay, I'm in my
early 30s.
Okay, let's say early 30s. We're talking about a nice good pump, a nice good workout, get a good butt on you, get a lot of the things, you know. And one other thing I want to address here, Phil, they say that the sterility and impotence thing with cycling, because the seat pushes up against the scrotum area, it's not going to happen.
You know,
the
statistics, you're so into this safety thing about drowning if you swim, okay?
Right.
Well, statistically, I personally don't know the statistics, but I would wager that there are a lot more serious injuries and accidents with bicycling than there are with swimming.
You know, Julia, surprisingly not. If you take a look at the National Transportation Safety Council, California Highway Patrol, and the FBI, fewer cycling...
The FBI! They get real into those cycling accidents in the FBI, I'm sure the FBI has a lot of statistics on biking accidents, huh?
Well, I don't know. What is your question for me?
Well, I think that you're making too big of a deal about all the dangers of a lot of other very valid methods.
I can tell you right now, Julia, that cycling is the least dangerous form of cardiovascular training that there is. And statistically speaking,
where'd you get that statistic?
That happens to be from any fundamental physiological. Ask any trainer, ask anybody that owns a bike; they'll tell you it is the bomb. Are you a blader?
Well, you know, no, I'm not. But I really hope that some other.
What's your primary workout?
I was a competitive swimmer. And my whole body was very evenly developed. And one of the things that they do in competitive swim training...
You got no ass at all.
Actually, that's the tragedy
of swimmers.
No, actually, my butt is the thing that men compliment me on the most. Thank you very much.
The great tragedy of swimmers. I think no ass at all on any of them. And if you take a look at Mark Spitz...
Jim
Neighbors.
Okay,
no ass at all. And that's just wrong. In this country, in America today, well, I don't know what the lady's laughing at, but I'm talking about, you know, total body fitness, total body workout.
I can't remember Mark Spitz's rear end, so you got me on that one. Here is West Hollywood on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to invite Jeff to come to West Hollywood Pool on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Are you a senior citizen?
Yeah, I'm 65.
I do lap swimming. What's your name?
Jeannie.
Jeannie, I'm Jeff. Are you getting the full body pump?
I do my laps 3 times a week, an hour each time. My body is very firm. I've been swimming for 20 years, and I wish you'd come by and see all the swimmers bodies.
All right, Jeannie, that sounds good to me, Jeannie, but I'd say to you what I said to Julia, your ass is going to go away on you.
Well, it's still there, and it's nice and firm.
It may be firm, but it might be very, not there.
Jeff, come to the pool and look at all the guys and gals in their Speedo suits, and I'm one of them, and we all have really great bodies.
That's an area of West Hollywood is an area where you've got a lot of the gay personnel. They do take care of their bodies maybe better than the average.
Yeah, well, I'm not gay, and my body is really great.
Are you? Okay, that's
65
good.
65 years old.
That's good. So you're hanging with the gay people maybe to make yourself feel good about it?
I just love to swim.
You wear the Speedo at age 65?
Yes. So
wow.
I invite you to come over and take a look at
hey,
the figures.
Hey, you know something, Gene? Good for you. And here's a big Jeff Dowder thumbs up to you and the good work you're doing. But let me recommend, come on down to Venice Beach. Get on an extreme cycle. Let's do a little pump. Let's do a full 100-yard sprint. Let's get that butt back up to where it used to be, back when you were maybe having some of the rich cream desserts and the full lean hams. What do you have for lunch?
For lunch, I had a bowl of cereal.
All right. Do you have any of the nice cream desserts, some of the richer methods?
Once in a while, not often.
Well, on the full Jeff Dowder body pump, Gene, I can have you back to the nice desserts that you had, the Dolly Madison cakes, some of the Little Debbie items, and you can still be working out and keep that nice...
I'd rather be swimming than eating fatty desserts.
Well, but I'm saying you can work out, keep the nice, firm ass portion that you have, and have the Debbie cake, too.
Okay.
That's the Jeff Dowder method. And, Gene, good luck to you. You're awesome.
And I'll see you at the pool.
Is your husband still alive?
Yes, he is.
He is. All right, a big thumbs up to the two of you. You're 65. You got some years left on you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Okay,
babe. So that's what I'm talking about, Phil. Keeping our seniors, you know, the thumbs up Jeff Dowder body pump.
Well, that's great. I also want to talk to you about what's going on at Venice Beach.
Well, Phil, that's the situation.
Well, hold on for a minute because I got to take a break.
All right.
Jeff Dowder is with us. We're talking about working out, and he's got his new video, the full Jeff Dowder. What the hell is it called? It's called the Extreme Body Pump, and it's available now. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Terry Ocean Blow.
We love you long time.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Don't forget Friday night, 10 o'clock, the 10 most annoying chick songs in the history of man. You can email us your votes at phil@KFI640.com. That's phil@KFI640.com. Vote for the most annoying chick song of all time. Not of all time, but like the last 13 years, and we are compiling the top 10. At 10 o'clock Friday night, we got them all. Jeff Dowder is on the line with us. He is a personal trainer, and we're talking about physical fitness. We're going to get to some phone calls here, Jeff. You were talking about the situation on the Venice bike path.
Yeah, we've got a situation, Phil.
But before you do that, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you think of that guy? I wanted to ask you about these other workout guys. Tony Little. Do you know that guy?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen his work, yeah.
What do you think of him?
I'd rather not comment. I've got, you know, I mean, there's some people who, you know, are all mouth, man, and there's not a whole lot of program there. You know, our full body pump program is a bona fide program. I'm not jumping around looking like it, you know, I mean, like a complete ass. I've got, I go my own way. He goes his way.
All right, I was just asking. So the bike path.
Yeah, the bike path at Venice Beach, cut to the chase, it's called a bike path for a reason. When I go out there and I'm doing my training, whether it's on my Landshark, whether it's on my Univega, whatever I got, and I got to contend with a lot of Barneys who are on their blades, you know, I'm contending with a lot of Barneys that are out power walking or whatever they think is going to make them feel, you know, bitching. Survey says... Wrong place to be, man, because that's where the bikes go. And I have talked to, the Parks Commission. I've talked to the Venice, trip. And survey says keep your Barney power walking, rollerblading butt off of my bike path, and we're not going to have any problems. Now, you know, this is just part and parcel of a lot of things that what's been going on down there. And that's where I...
Do you live at Venice?
I do. I live in Venice Beach. You know, it used to be a place where you could train. Used to hanging and banging at Muscle Beach, whatever. Now everybody's out there trogging it up, power walking along, wiggling their butts with their little weights in their hands, man, and their little, you know, ankle weights. And all that blading, you know, it's a bummer, man. But we're trying with our video to get people back on track.
Okay, let's go to Newport Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell this guy that I had a serious accident on a bike, and now I'm in what's called hydrotherapy, which is water therapy, which is bringing me back, recuperating my muscles. So it's just the opposite of what he's saying.
why'd you have the accident? I mean, let's start at the beginning. But what's your name, by the way?
Steve.
Steve, I'm Jeff. How you doing?
Good, good.
Okay, good. Why'd you have the accident, Jeff? I mean, Steve, that's the whole, you know, fundamental trip of what we're going down about here.
Well, I was mountain biking.
See, that's why you shouldn't have done that.
Well, what do you mean why I shouldn't have done that?
Well, I'm talking about if you're not equipped and you don't have a full carbohydrate nutritional balance before you go into the program, bad things happen, man. Now, you're out in the mountains, and you heard what I said about trail riding, whether it has to do with poison oak, wasps, hornets, bear attack. There are
I'm not talking
things. What?
I'm not talking about getting bit or chased by a bear.
I'm talking about bear attack, mountain lion attack. Three people alone in L.A. County last year lost their lives because they got attacked, mauled, and partially consumed by mountain lions that do live in the outer L.A. Basin region.
Wait a minute. You just started talking about the dangers of swimming, and now you're on the dangers of biking?
No. I'm talking about mountain biking, man. I'm talking about if you want to go out and do some intense, extreme training, come on out with me to Venice Beach, man. Let's talk.
Well, there's nothing more intense than mountain biking, as opposed to the Venice Beach cruise riding.
No, I'm talking about cruise riding, man. I'm talking about major sprint riding. Let's get some Barneys off that bike path. Let's get those Barneys in there. You know what I'm talking about, them rollerbladers, don't you?
Yeah. You know, I got a question for you. Where did you get your degree? Are you a doctor?
I am a doctor of mechanical physics. Got my degree at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And I'm a part-time professor in research at California Institute of Technology currently.
You sound like a frustrated surfer.
Hey, dude, you're the one that's in aqua therapy because you can't balance yourself on a bicycle. Okay? How'd your accident take place?
I fell off a 12-foot cliff.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go, man. What you need to do is you need to get some training wheels on that sucker, man. Sounds like it to me.
All right, 1-800-520-1KFI.
And the dude's in aqua therapy with a bunch of grannies? Please.
All right, 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County, 520-1KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show here. Dr. Jeff Dowder is on the line talking about biking as opposed to rollerblading, hiking, swimming, or... I got to ask him a question. You're saying that last year, what happened? There was mountain lion attack?
There was mountain lion attack in the lower L.A. region. And if all I'm saying is you're going to do any trail work, hiking or mountain biking, you can get any kind of thing that can befall you, whether it's you got poison oak, poison ivy, mountain lion attack, cheetah attack, two cheetahs partially consumed an 8-year-old girl who is mountain biking out near the Chatsworth Buoy Reserve. And that was bad, man. That was very uncool.
Okay, 1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County. 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Good evening. It's the Phil Henry Show. Dr. Jeff Dowder is on the line with us. We're talking about nutrition, working out, cycling, a lot of different things. Also, the situation in Venice Beach relative to the bike path, which has been taken over, I guess, Doctor, by rollerbladers.
Phil, rollerbladers and power walkers and every other Barney and trog there is out there. We're trying to keep it clear, but I'll tell you right now, pick up my video, The Total Body Pump, Jeff Dowder, $9.95, and it's going to give you a reason to live this summer. And you can eat what you want, you're middle-aged, a lot of you elderly people. I want to tell you right now, the full body pump's going to give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning. I can guarantee you that.
All right, here's Cerritos on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
What's going on, guys?
Okay, hello? See you later. Here is San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hey,
hi.
Great show there. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Where in California do you find cheetahs?
At the Wildlife Way Station. I don't know if you're familiar with the Los Angeles Basin. But there have been reports for the last 14 years.
The only place you're going to find a cheetah in California is locked up in cages in our zoos.
I'm telling you.
In our zoos. That's the only place, buddy.
14 They have a wildlife preserve.
If you've got a, if you've got a PhD, the only thing you got a PhD in is don't be stupid.
They got a an eight-year-old girl, man, was attacked and partially consumed. You find that funny down there in San Diego?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, if she jumped into a cheetah cage, yeah.
You sound like some kind of a freaking cartoon character, man.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. But I didn't get my Ph.D. in dopey stupid like you did.
Yeah, where, would you get your Ph.D. in jarheadology?
No, I was a lifeguard.
Oh,
Coney Island lifeguard.
There's a real brain surgeon, a Coney Island lifeguard.
Now, you ought to learn something about swimming, and then you can get total body workouts.
What kind of shape are you in? What's your body fat?
I can still slam you up against the wall any day in the week, and I'm 63 years old.
Anytime you want to, head on. Come at me.
Anytime, baby.
Dude, I'll give you my phone number, man. You can come at me anytime.
You wouldn't give me your phone number.
Dude,
you're too yellow.
Man. Kick your butt around the block for drill and have a little bit left over for dessert, man. You want my number? You want my phone number? I'll hook you up, man.
You ain't got one. You wouldn't give me the right number anyway.
Dude, I'll give you... Well, what's your phone number then, man? You're so anxious to slam my butt.
Nobody... They won't let us give phone numbers over the air.
What? What did he say?
Well, if you want to give your phone number, you can.
What are you talking about butt slamming for, man?
Because I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Any day in a week.
I'll bet you do down there with all them sailors.
Any day in a week.
Check it out. This dude said he's into butt slamming.
All right, come on, grow up. You asked a question about cheetahs. He answered your question.
Go to Africa to find your cheetahs.
Look, what does a guy from New York know about wildlife anyway, okay? They're out there. They're there. You buy my video, old man.
Oh, I've been here in San Diego since 1953.
Sorry to hear it.
I am, too.
Yeah?
We got too many people like you around.
Maybe you ought to just pack your butt up and head on back to Coney Island.
Everybody's got a dopey, stupid Ph.D. in California.
Oh, let's be friends. Let's talk one-on-one about your personal physical training. What do you do in the morning when you get out?
6'7 and 240 pounds.
6'7, 240 pounds?
That's right.
Okay. Let's see if we can't take a few inches off there. I'd like to bring you down to about, say, 5'11. How about that, okay?
5'11? Why would I want to be 5'11?
How'd you get to be 6'7"?
I had to grow to 6'7" to breathe in New York City with all those big buildings.
Oh, Jesus. Go back, man.
Yeah, you kind of suck, pal.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. 1-800-5201-CAMPFI in Orange County. Oh, boy. 5201-CAMPFI in LA County. Okay, where can we get your video?
So you can pick up my video at all Bosley's, Matchbox, and Headstrom Superstores. You can also get it over at Music Challenge, which I think is open until about 2 a.m. And you can get it at VideoStruck down on Topanga Boulevard. It's available now, $9.95, the total body pump. All of you senior citizens, all of you assholes from San Diego, the whole trip, check it out. It's fantastic. And remember, cycling is the way to go. And one on a personal note, I want to say I'm very sorry to Denise and Bob Oberlin. It was their daughter, Candy, who was found, after the cheetah. It wasn't a lot. There was a dress and a shoe. But my heart goes out to all of them and their family members and the other people what know them too. Also, the monkey attack victims, my heart goes out to them. It was
what happened? What monkey attack?
Yeah, apparently some kid took a rock and busted open a lock at the primate house at the L.A. Zoo. Some guy was on the cycle path at Griffith Park and a ring-tailed lemur just wrapped his tail around the guy's neck, just snapped the guy's neck. It was very, very uncool. My heart goes out to all of them. You can find my video at the Kounsey's liquor stores and some car dealerships. So check it out, and let's see if we can't rein in these apes and cheetahs, and let's have ourselves a summer before we all get, something bad happens, man. Something bad happens.
All right.
My video is cheetahless and monkeyless.
All right, man. We're looking for it, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Whatever.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Do you have any idea what we're all about? KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Whatever.